Hello, this is Jason Cobb, and I've been asked to record a short reflective piece all about the Tour de France over the past 3 weeks and what it's meant to me. And this is for the bike show on Resonance. Jack crowdsourced, I believe, is a painfully trendy term for some audiobook submissions. So, the tour for me, well, I'm no great cycling technician or expert, so my reflections really are going to be of a highly subjective personal nature as to what I've been doing for the past 3 weeks. Now, my main issue has been panicking around 5 to 7 each evening, trying to catch ITV's brilliant tour coverage. I do struggle down here in Stockwell to pick up any decent ITV4 signal via Freeview. So I've been twisting around and trying to recall where I put the aerial for the previous day to pick it up, and finally getting there. And that really is half the story. I also spent, well, I've been spending the afternoon beforehand having my own enforced media blackout on all things tour related. So it's very much like a likely lad situation. I'd put on 5 Live and they'd say, here's football news, cricket, and over in the tour. And it was like, oh, no, blah, 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 please be quiet as I turn the radio off. And then I turned towards Twitter, you know, for work related things. And of course, I've been following people like Lance Armstrong, Bradley Wiggins, ITV itself with their Twitter coverage, which has been very, very good. And also the bike show. And again, all the race information has been leaking through. And so I had to regrettably unfollow all of my tour contacts via Twitter. So finally, I've been getting there to the ITV's coverage at 7 o'clock. And they do a damn fine job, not just with the actual TV package highlights itself, but really, you know, with a whole online platform, so the Twitter feeds and the podcasts, I think ITV, their coverage really is superb. The race itself, well, I'm quite a secret Lance Armstrong fan, so I've been really following his exploits over the past 3 weeks with some intrigue. It's not just the whole cycling phenomenon about Lance, it's just him as the individual and the whole marketing package that he presents. I've been finding it fascinating. I mean, clearly, yes, as a 38-year-old, he is some super athlete to get a top-3 podium finish. But also, just having the audacity to launch your own team and use the tour as a springboard for next year, and the way he uses his own Livestrong website and has been putting out videos each night, and just combining the overall, like, Lance brand and his message. I wouldn't say I find it inspiring, but I find it intriguing to view. I found Lord Cavendish very inspiring, someone I've been trying to emulate and of course failing. And also Bradley Wiggins, the transformation, from someone who finds it very hard to even get myself up College Road, up towards Crystal Palace. Just seeing how, like, Bradley has, like, gone from this king of the track to being a lean whippet mountain climber, that is quite something as well. So it's all over. I'm not quite sure how I'm going to fill my evenings now between 7 and 8, probably not having to worry about trying to get a signal for ITV4, but I've enjoyed it immensely. It is the best 3 weeks of the year, without a doubt. So chapeau.